Now, you may have heard these reports about South Africa potentially being grey-listing. The Financial Intelligence Centre Act, FICA, is going to be the subject of various hearings in Parliament later this month because of these concerns that we could be grey-listed. And this is because the FATF has put us onto a potential grey list because of the fact that we haven't got sufficient anti-money laundering measures in place. So let's try and explain this to you if you don't understand what's going on with this and what it means for us if we do actually become grey listed. Rebecca Thompson is a senior associate at Allen & Overy. Rebecca, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time. For people that may not have been following this story, what is this potential grey listing and what has led us to this point?
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for having me. So perhaps if we take a quick step backwards, FATF, or the Financial Action Task Force, is an independent intergovernmental body that develops and promotes policies to protect the global financial system against money laundering and terrorist financing. So those policies or recommendations, whilst they're non-binding, are typically adopted into domestic law. So the FATF conducts these inspections, and then from time to time they'll release a mutual evaluation report, such as the one that was published on South Africa in October 2021, which is an assessment of a country's measures to combat money laundering and terrorist financing, and it's assessed at an effectiveness and a technical compliance level, with the emphasis being on effectiveness. So the implications of grey listing, what that means, is that South Africa is considered to be a high-risk jurisdiction with which to transact. That means that anyone who wants to do business with us, that be that an entity or an individual, has an additional layer of compliance hoops to jump through.
Right.
So, Mandy, you'll know if you open an account at a bank, for example, you have to provide certain documents and information, so-called KYC documents and information, so that the bank knows who you are. It's a bit like that, but on a more in-depth level.
Right, right.
And then they have to do continuous transaction monitoring. So it becomes expensive, it becomes risky to do business with South Africa. And that will lead to difficulties with imports and exports, a decline in GDP. So Mauritius, for example, I read the other day, experienced a 1% contraction in GDP in the first year that it was grey-listed.
Sure.
And then difficulties in establishing and maintaining correspondent banking relationships and, of course, reputational damage to our financial system.
Which makes sense why then Treasury and the Financial Intelligence Centre have gone into a bit of a panic about this, and they've started reviewing all of our anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing legislation. So what's going to happen over the next few months then?
Yeah, so there's two issues, and the one is at a legislative level, legislative and regulatory level, and steps are in place there, as you've mentioned. They're taking an exceedingly long time to finalise, but amongst others, we'll soon see considerable changes to the Financial Intelligence Centre Act, FICA, where more types of businesses will be regulated under FICA, being included in the schedule of so-called accountable institutions. So those include, for example, high-value goods dealers, Krugerrand dealers, certain businesses rendered by accountants, lawyers, crypto asset service providers. So these are all types of businesses or types of entities that have traditionally been a route that money launderers like to use to move money or disguise the source of their money.
Right.
But the other aspect, and this is really the problem, is an enforcement level. So one of the issues that came up a number of times in the mutual evaluation report on South Africa was state capture. And what we see there is, what FATF sees is obviously that there's this rampant corruption at the highest level of government. And certainly in October 2021, when the report was published, and even today to a great extent, you're seeing nothing being done about it. So we really need to see arrests. We need to see the freezing and seizure of assets. We need to demonstrate to FATF by October this year that we have a plan,
right,
and that we're actively putting measures in place to combat and punish money laundering and terrorist financing.
Rebecca, thank you so much. Rebecca Thompson, Senior Associate at Allen and Overy, explaining there in a very simple explanation what all of this grey listing could mean for us and what the FATF warning, the evaluation of South Africa's anti-money laundering measures, could mean in very practical terms for South Africa in the future.